Armand Gamache strolled through the early morning sunshine, past the three soaring pines, past the bench where Ruth raised her middle finger in greeting. He smiled at the elderly woman and continued on, past his grandson, already caked in mud, past Monsieur Boliveau's general store, and Sarah's boulangerie, past Oliver's bistro. The door to the bookshop opened, and Armand turned to greet his friend and neighbor Myrna Landers. "Big day," Armand said to her as they continued to walk together. "Can we give you a lift?" "Thanks, but I'll take my own car. I'm driving Harriet in." Myrna studied her companion. His hair, curling slightly around his ears, was almost all gray. Though he wasn't yet 60, the lines down his face were accentuated in the morning light. Creases and furrows made from worry and sorrow and pain. One, a deep scar by his temple, was made from something else entirely. Armand turned to her. "How are you feeling?"
"About today? Nervous for Harriet. She's almost sick with anxiety, panic attacks."
Armand nodded. He was nervous too, though not for Harriet. He told himself it was ridiculous. Nothing could happen. Reine Marie came out from their front porch and waved. Breakfast was ready. As he smiled, Myrna was reminded with the deepest creases down his face were made by laughter.
"Will you join us?"
he asked. "Already had mine, but merci."
She accompanied him to his front porch.
"Fiona will be there today,"
Armand said casually.
"I had confirmation last night."
Myrna's lips compressed and she took a deep breath.
"I see. You asked the families, the survivors?"
Though she knew he had.
"Yes. I met with them 10 days ago. Walked them through it and left the final decision up to them. It's been many years since it happened."
"Yesterday,"
said Myrna, and Armand knew she was right. If it had been Annie, it would still feel like yesterday. Like today. Like this minute.
"I spoke with Natalie Provost last night," he said.
She was, Myrna knew, the spokesperson for the victims and families, the public face of a national tragedy.
"They've agreed."
"I'm not sure I would have. Still, you must be pleased."
Myrna's voice was flat, noncommittal. Armand hesitated and stared out at the village green.
"There's more."
Myrna gave a small, unamused laugh. "Of course. There's always more. Let me guess. He'll be there too. The brother."
"We can't stop him. She wants him there."
Myrna nodded. They'd known that was a risk. Still, how bad could it be? Upstairs, Jean-Guy was wondering the same thing as his mind went back to that November day. He looked, Beauvoir thought, more like a college professor than a man who chased killers. The chief inspector cocked his head and smiled very slightly.
"Bonjour, my name," he said, coming forward and holding out his hand, "is Armand Gamache. And you are?"
"Beauvoir, Jean-Guy, agent."
He had no idea why he suddenly started talking backward.
"I'm here to investigate the death of the woman whose body was found by hikers. I presume you know the lake?"
"Moi?" said Beauvoir, Jean-Guy, agent.
"Answer the man, you cretin," said Desjardins.
Gamache turned up and must have given the captain a look because he backed up a step and remained quiet, though his expression spoke volumes as he glared at his junior officer.
"Don't embarrass me. Don't fuck this up."
"Oui, I know it."
"Bon. If your captain has no objections, perhaps you can drive me there and help with this investigation. It's good to have a local officer."
Desjardins' brow shot up.
"Are you, sir? We have other..."
"No, this agent will do. Merci."
"Be careful of him. He's trouble. I was just writing an evaluation recommending he be fired."
"Why?"
"Insolence. But it's more than that. He's angry, discontented, and that sort of thing spreads." Gamache agreed. Infighting among men and women with guns was a disaster, especially if their anger and resentment spilled out onto a defenseless population. He'd seen it happen. And yes, it often started with a single malcontent. Gamache had heard rumors of irregularities at this detachment, which was why, when the report of possible homicide came in, the chief inspector chose to investigate it himself.
But now, Armand Gamache found himself saying, "Behind the corpse, in the reservoir."